Hello, it's Thursday, March the 28th. You're listening to the Grains Matter Chatter podcast presented by Northcore Grains. I'm your host this week, Jeffrey Guy, joined today by the Big Kahuna himself. Say hello, Big Kahuna.
I don't know who that is, but Dwight's here.
No, Dolores, she's out running the road somewhere.
Well, so. You got to scrape the bottom of the barrel. Anyways, glad to be here, Jeff.
Glad to have you. Well, let's kind of jump into the markets here. We had somewhat of a nondescript week for the markets. Corn ended up $1 a ton better over the week. And soybeans were flat. Spring wheat was down about $5, old crop, new crop. And winter wheat was basically flat, up $1, down $1, up $2, down $2. So it was a kind of a nondescript week for the markets. Lots of things did happen.
Well, that corn market, you know, it didn't sound like much happened with only a $1 swing over the course of the week. But tell me, what actually happened? There was actually more up and down than you thought, maybe.
Oh, yeah. It pulled back as the early in the week and kind of had a bounce back today. So when we look at really what affected the market, so the markets did start off slow in the week. Soybeans were stronger earlier in the week, strong one day. They talked about the vegetable oil market was driving prices this week. Palm oil shipments were kind of funny. Palm oil shipments were really strong out of Malaysia. That's the largest vegetable oil utilized in the world, I think, is palm oil. So they were really strong, but the market went up because Malaysian stocks are low. So it's the demand was high and stock levels are low, pushed up price, but then they pulled back the next day. And so soybean just kind of worked, averaged out. And we did have some kind of scary outside events this week that affect the markets, affect the economy, affect the markets. Probably everybody saw some pictures of that bridge collapse in Baltimore.
So what did that do to the markets, Jeff?
Well, a bridge goes down, so that's a possible supply chain, not possible, really supply chain disruptions, not just for agricultural commodities, but parts, equipment coming in at the Port of Baltimore, things coming in and out at the port, and then shipment disruptions for how to move things with that main bridge out. And so that was just felt as negative for the overall economy, so it was negative for commodities. But that really was a day, maybe a two-day effect on the markets. And the U.S. will have to, they'll figure their way around that. But it's very sad for the people that, the lives that were lost, the people on the bridge. Like, it's one scary picture when you see that.
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often, or I don't know if I've ever heard of it before. But boy, it's tragic when it does happen. And my goodness, that bridge just crumpled up like a...
Oh, scary, scary. So the other outside event really was bird flu found in cattle in some of the southern states there, which all seemed to come out one day. It pushed down cattle prices and it pushed down commodity prices. Pushed down commodity prices because worried about less cattle being out there being fed if a whole bunch have to be destroyed or something. But really kind of became a one-day effect. And even the one analyst I was reading, he said, hopefully this kind of gets out of the news cycle within the next few days and we don't really hear about it again and life carries on. So,
well, I think they're learning more as time goes. So it's really only affecting older cows, and it's not affecting the beef industry other than the cull cattle that would go for slaughter. But as far as the high-end beef market, no, none of those cattle are being affected by this. So that's a good thing. I think it'll have more effect maybe on the dairy price of milk than actually the price of beef. But it remains to be seen how it'll play out in the end.
That's it. It's another story to be told as time marches on. And hopefully it's not a negative effect for anything on that side. They do get it contained. So, but today was the big day in the markets, the potential massive big day. It ended up being a big day all the same. The USDA released a couple reports today, the much anticipated planting intentions report, and this is a farmer survey report. They survey farmers early March to come up with this report. So this is a report that the market really trades with. And they also had, I think it was quarterly stocks report. So if we just say a little bit on the stocks, the corn stocks came in 100,000 bushels or something lower than what they thought they were going to be at. So that is should be considered a positive. Less stocks around, that's positive for prices. So that was started off positive that way, but then the planting intentions report did give the market a surprise. So like in the corn market, what was it, last year the U.S. farmer planted 94.6 million acres. The average trade estimate was looking for 91.8 this year, like down almost 3 million. And they came in today at 90.04.
Wow, that should have lit a fire under the corn pit.
So that's like 4.5 million acres or 4.6 million acres less than last year. And wow, almost below that magic 90 million acre.
Oh, they don't dare tread below that, though.
Yeah, if they went below that one, that'd be mass. But you would think with them coming in, you know, 1.8 million acres less than the average trade estimate, you know, and 4.6 million acres less than last year. Their February outlook form said 91 million acres, so they're almost a million acres less than it.
Yeah.
That the market would go wild today. Well,
how wild was it?
I think it closed up 15 cents a bushel.
Yeah.
So it did bring old crop prices back up to $200, you know, after trending lower in the week. So that what the market took away as earlier in the week, it gave back today. And it'd be interesting to see after the long weekend where this corn market does go. Like, does it take these lower numbers and say, yeah, let's build some price in there? Or does it say that's just not enough lower?
Well, like, you know, the funds are, they got something to think about. They probably don't want to enter the market on a what we would call a Thursday afternoon on a long weekend, Easter weekend. So they probably don't want to get into the market. Monday will be an interesting day. Yes.
Yeah, so it was, and that's, even when they talk about this report coming out, it's a three-day weekend for the traders to think about it and stuff. So I personally was a little disappointed that with that big of a decline in acres and some lower stocks number, so that's current inventory, that the market didn't respond more positive today. But hopefully it keeps building on it. If not even taking off on Monday, keeps building on it.
Yep.
So,
that's so what we're hoping for, right?
Jump down to the soybean side. So last year, there was 83.6 million acres of soybeans in the States. Average estimate was up about 3 million from that, 86.53, and it came in at 86.51.
Wow.
So
that's a lot of extra beans, I guess. Everybody decided to plant beans rather than corn.
Yeah, another 3 million acres of beans. But in their outlook form back in February, they were looking for that number to be another million acres higher at 87.5. So 86.5, the market didn't really respond. It ended up flat, up a couple pennies a new crop, just really nothing. So it was, for the soybeans, it's, just looking at that big supply still in South America, if not all Brazil, but Brazil and Argentina is still going to produce more soybeans than last year, or as much or more. So the supply side is still strong on there. And I guess it was expected, and they were even expecting more soybean acres. But it's a little unfortunate that with the acres that did come in, that it didn't give a little support, because it is a million less than what they were projecting in February.
So then if you take the total of the two, what reality maybe is and what the projected, so you're saying maybe are we fives?
Well, we got to go in kind of into all the other main crops like cotton, etc., rice, everything. The wheat acres were down from last year too. So wheat they plant last year is 49.6 million acres. This year it's 47.5. So that's down 2 million acres. So remember, we just said corn's down about 4.5 million acres. Soybeans are up 3 million, so we were still down 1.5. Wheat's down 2 million acres, so that puts us down 3.5 million acres. But then the total crop planted acres they're projecting is down 5 million acres from last year.
That's pretty substantial. Like, we're like what do we grow here in Ontario, Jeff?
Yeah, somewhere around 6 million acres. Six. So it's the 5 million acres just disappear.
Wow. Where did they go to?
I have to do some reading on the weekend maybe to see what they say on that one. So to me, that is a concern, that extra 5 million acres just being gone. So where it's gone, I don't know. Like, it's just a hard one to tell. And to me, that's the one that my quick thought is, I don't know, Dwight, even yourself, if you had some acres, you think, oh, maybe it's more marginal land, you're not going to plant. But then if you get a nice spring...
Yeah, but Jeff, they got that set-aside program down there. You and I talk like this up here in Canada, but we don't have that program. So, like, if they decide that the numbers don't make sense, they can get money just by this set-aside program.
Farming the mailbox.
Right,
right. Farming the mailbox. I don't know, but some of those acres, we're farmers. All farmers like to plant.
I know we do.
Like to plant. And they planted that many acres last year, they can plant them again, but... Maybe it won't be as many as last year. I just have to think some of those acres will go back into production, whether it's corn, beans, or what, but it's going to go back in. So anyhow, that that report, again, was supportive corn, a little bit supportive soybeans, but unfortunately it didn't show up in the market. So we'll have to see what the traders do with it next week. And you hit right on the managed money, the speculative funds. You know, they still have a large short position. They're still betting on prices going down in the marketplace. You know, they have cashed in some of that position over the last few weeks, but not that much. Still have a large position. Nothing's really changed in South America. The harvest is progressing, getting near finished, I would think, on the soybeans in Brazil, and the corn's planted, the safrinha crop, and everything looks good in Argentina. So... Hmm. It's we have to really see how they play with this in planted acres report next week. So I think that's for now. And
no, well, we'd like to wish everybody a really happy Easter weekend. Hopefully it's a quieter time of year. Could spend some time with your family and wish everybody a really, really nice weekend.
Definitely, most definitely that. Everybody have themselves a happy Easter. We'll talk to you next week. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.